All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I want to talk a little bit now about something that's been going on in the society for a long time, especially in this country. And I do know that in about the last 30 years or so, I've been able to notice, as I'm sure many of you have, that something has happened in this country when it comes to religion, religious beliefs. And I know part of the fabric of everyday life in this country, when I was a young boy growing up in the 60s and the 70s, and it didn't matter, you know, whether you're black or white, where you live, whether you're rich or poor, there was a higher power that we were all plugged into. And even though, you know, your belief might have been Christian or Buddhism or, you know, Confucius or Taoism or, you know, Islam, whatever it was, people had beliefs in a power higher and greater than themselves. And we kind of conducted ourselves in this country in that manner, even though, you know, there were certainly times that, you know, you would challenge the things that took place in those 60s and 70s, certainly racism, the civil rights struggles, and all those different things that took place when we were young. The one constant was people went to church on Sunday, or they went to mosque, or they went to temple, or they went to synagogue. But that was what took place. And we didn't go alone. It was a family gathering, and it was a ritual. Well, that has changed. And I don't care if you're in the suburb, or if you're in the city, or where you are, something has changed in the belief system of the American people, that the spiritual walk has changed. Now, and I know it's completely different if you, for somebody who's a Generation Z, like Connor, than it is for somebody who's a baby boomer like myself. Generation Zs have their whole lives ahead of them. Baby boomers like me know it's only a matter of time. And so, but I've even noticed through baby boomers like myself that we don't, the furor that we used to have as it came to our religious walks and beliefs and a power greater than ourselves has changed. And whoever that entity is or was that we feared, we live in a society now that we almost don't fear that, because whoever that deity is, you know, you don't know, and you even unfortunately have questions about whether or not that exists. But I'm saying this because of the beliefs of the people and the coldness and callousness of people today, and the fact that it's all about the individual and not about a collective. And I can honestly say that as a young boy, and the times that, you know, we spent in church had a profound impact on my life at that point in time, as I think it did on many others. But something's happened. And I don't know if it's because as we've gotten older, And our parents, who kind of led us by the hand and took us into the church, I know that for those of us who were Christians, there was no question about whether or not you were going to Sunday school. It was a part of your ritual. And all of those things you find out as you've aged that those things shaped who you were. And so today, when there are a whole lot less people doing those things, I don't think it's coincidental when you see what has happened and what is happening in this country and in the world. So, you know, when people get to a point where it's all about me and me, myself, and I, and the collectiveness of believing in a creator bigger than yourself, and then understand your role and your part in that, it keeps you humble. And it leads you to a place where you realize that, hey, you know, I'm only here for a short period of time, and then I'm gone. There's got to be something else after this. Well, that was part of what it was when we were young. We were terrified that if you did some of the wrong things based on the things that you learned in your religious walk, it kind of kept you straight. But something happened. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You know what I'm saying is true. And no matter how hard you try, I personally have been looking at that in my own life and trying to get back to a point, you know, where I believed all of those things. And I think, and I know that I was a much better person when I believed all those things, right? And when you had your whole life ahead of you and you had these tenets of what life really was and what you and I should do, make somebody else's life better. And in doing so, your life would be better. But not today. Let me give you some outline. Belief in God has been one of the strongest, most reliable markers of the persistence of American religiosity over the years. But a new Gallup poll suggests that may be changing. In the latest Gallup poll, belief in God dipped in this nation to 81%. And I would question that if that number is as high as it is. Because when you see the things that are going on and the things that people are doing in this society, it's hard to imagine that 81% still believe in a power greater than themselves. Now, that's down. In 1944, that was, you know, 95% of the people who believed in a power greater than themselves. So if you no longer believe that there's a power greater than yourself and that we are here for a purpose to gain as much notoriety as we can gain, to become as famous as we can become, to pile as much money as we possibly can on top of each of it, to find the biggest home, drive the finest cars, the fastest cars, and that's the purpose of being here, then you wind up like so many people, unfortunately, in a society that does not have compassion for its fellow man. And make no mistake, that's what we're dealing with now in our country. Your fellow man could be a Democrat or a Republican. Well, you know, you don't like Democrats. Well, Democrats, I don't really care for them. I'm a Christian, but, you know, I don't believe anything that the Democrats have to say. Oh, but you're a Christian. You don't believe anything the Democrats have to say. Where's that at in our belief systems? Where did that come from? You don't like this person. You don't like this person. You don't like that person. I don't like Democrats. I don't like Republicans. You know, I don't like conservatives. I don't like blacks. I don't like whites. You know, I don't like gay people. All of those things are all tied into the fact that our belief systems have been compromised because we don't believe in the power greater than ourselves anymore. We somehow believe that individually, you know, everything stops with us. And the foolhardiness in that is none of us stay here forever. We've all got a time limit on ourselves and on our lives. And so we've lost that in the shuffle where we would always get reinforcement on Sundays when we would go into the safe places, the safe houses, mosques, temples, synagogues, churches. And that would always be reinforced. But you can go into those same places right now and they're almost empty. Something happened. Those who came before us, our parents, were always there. And when we were young, so were we. But now we've gotten to a point where we don't think we need to do that anymore. Phone lines are open. 844-967-2789. We're going to delve a little deeper when we come back from the break. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.
The aim of his role was to move a lot of people. Ask him his dream. What does it mean? He wouldn't know. Can't be like the rest. It's the most he'll confess. But the time's running out and there's no happiness. Ooh, super
Okay, so you're done with that part.